And now, for your listening pleasure.
When love hurts, know what? Love is never supposed to hurt. Yet when we love, hurt follows, whether it is partner love, child love, parent love, friend love, whomever. Hi there, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive Life, Thrive Zone, and I have laryngitis. So are you hearing that song in your head now? It's by Nazareth, in case you can't place it. Love hurts. Love scars. Love wounds. Love mars. We know this, yet we keep putting our hearts out there to be wounded possibly again. In my career, I've always been told the emotional hurt in love is worse than the physical hurt. I've been through both. Physical pain resolves, but the emotional pain that is attached to it stays. You all know October is Breast Cancer Month. It's also National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and I'm addressing that today. It is the month designated to unify men and women all across the world who have been victims of domestic violence. Domestic violence has no boundaries. It is a problem across every culture, every religion, and every race. I want to believe you all know the physical part of domestic violence, but the emotional side is insidious. It is a huge problem. Just because you don't have bruises doesn't mean you're not being abused. It took me a long time to recover from emotional abuse that chipped away at my self-worth. Now is the time to honor this month. Excuse me. You can use your social media. You can do fundraising to raise money for victims. You can host a get-together where the topic is domestic violence. It's all about raising awareness. And please, if you suspect someone is being abused, speak up. You might just save someone's life. And if someone admits to you they're being abused, the first thing out of your mouth, first words should be, are you in a safe place? Are you in a safe place? Again, this is Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, high-value woman, and this is my podcast, Thrive Life, Thrive Zone. Thank you so much for listening to my laryngitis. And that's a wrap.